Okay, we're starting the Mishnah on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Pesach v'chatat sheshachdan shelo lishman. So we have a Pesach v'chatat that we're done shelo lishman. Kibel, o alach shezarak shelo lishman. So if he did any one, these are O. He did O kibel shelo lishma, o alach shelo lishma, or zarak shelo lishma. O lishman v'shelo lishman. Or he did any one of these avudot, both lishma and shelo lishma, or the opposite. O shelo lishma vidlishma. Or first he did it shelo lishma, then he did it lishma psuvim. All of those are pasul. Now, in terms of what it means that they did lishman and then lo lishman, or the other way around, Rashi claims over here shechishev b'avodah achat lishmo v'shelo lishmo. It was in one of these avodot. You pick either a kibel, halach, zarak. One of those avodot in the entire avodah, he did part of it lishma and part of it lo lishma. So that's what Rashi claims. Back on Bet Amud Bet, Tosfot brings an alternative shita that a possibility that here we're talking about on two avodot, not in a single avodah, but rather he was kibel lishma v'alach shelo lishma, or the other way around. Tosfos later defends Rashi's position. So for here, we're going to explain it based on Rashi's position, which is that it was done in avodah achat. In one of the avodot, there were two machshavot in that avodah. So keitzad lishman v'shelo lishman. What's a case of first lishma and then lo lishma? B'shem Pesach, which would be lishma. L'shem Shlamim, which would be Shlo Lishma. Shlo Lishman Ulishman. What's an example of Lo Lishma that then Lishma? L'shem Shlamim Ulishem Pesach. That the Lo Lishma is L'shem Shlamim, Lishma is L'shem Pesach. And that is the examples of what we call Shinoi Kodesh. Shazevach Nifsau Ba'arba Divarim. There are four avodot in which the Korban can become Pasul, and it can be affected by Shinoi Kodesh, and that is Shchita, Kibul, that's the Kibbalat Adam, Hiluch, that's Olachat Adam, and Zrika, which is Zrikat Adam. So in those four avodot, we already take this for granted because we've been doing the Gemara with the underlying assumption that we knew this Mishnah, that the four avodot are where you can affect Shinoi Kodesh. Rabbi Shimon Machshir Bihiluch. Rabbi Shimon says, when it comes to Olachat Adam, there is no problem of a Machshavot there, because Shaya Omer, Efshar Shelo B'Shchita, Shelo B'Kabbalah, Shelo B'Zrika. It's impossible to bring a korban unless one does shchita, kabbalah, and zrika. That is not true when it comes to olachat adam. Avasher below hiluch. How is that possible that you don't have to do olachat adam? It's shochet b'tzad mizbeach v'zarek. If you shecht right adjacent to the mizbeach and then you do the zrikat adam right there, you never have to do olachat adam. So olachat adam is a quote unquote an unnecessary avodah. It's only necessary if you are further away, not adjacent to the Mizbeach, and therefore any machshava during Halacha will not impact. Ve'Rabbi Lazar Omer, it's probably his son, Rabbi Lazar b'Rabbi Shimon, Amalech b'makom shehu tzarich lahalech machshava poselet. If a person walks in a location where he needs to walk, for instance, he shechted the animal further away from the Mizbeach, and therefore he has to do halachat adam, then if he has a machshava during that, during that halacha, it's poselet. B'makom she'inu tzarich lalech, if, on the other hand, he did the shechita adjacent to the Mizbeach, and he didn't require any halacha, nevertheless he walks away the long way around, in that case, a machshava poselet. There, if it was unnecessary walking, the machshava, his thoughts, cannot impact on the korban over here. So now the Gemara asks, v'kabbalah mi pasla. Wait a minute. During Kabbalat Adam, how do we know, or where do we know the fact that it is posel when it comes to machshavot that are had during that time? V'atanya, we have a braita. V'hikrivu, so when it comes to the word v'hikrivu, zu Kabbalat Adam. We have a mesora that is the capturing of the dam in the klisharet. Ata omer Kabbalat Adam. So when I say ikrivob, means to bring it closer. So to bring it closer, does that mean kabbalat adam, or does that mean zrikat adam? Keshua mer was zarku, when it already says the word zarku, which tells you zrikat adam, or zrika amur. Hamani mikayim. So then what's left over? Veikrivu zu kabbalat adam. Bnei Aron HaKohanim, shetei b'kohen, kasher ubikli sharet. So the veikrivu tells me that it must be on a avodah of Kabbalat Adam, Number two, who does the Kabbalat Adam? That must be done B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, which means a Kohen Kasher. Kohen Kasher as opposed to a Baal Mum or a Kohen Halal. And the Kli Sharet. Rashi says that over here, the Kli Sharet means that they have to be wearing big day kahuna when they do this avodah. Tosafot asks on that, wait a minute. We know that there's a principle that a Kohen who's wearing big day kahuna is classified as a Kohen. Bizman should be dehem alehem, kohanam alehem. When they're wearing their bigadim, they're considered kohanim. They're not wearing their bigadim, they're not considered kohanim, and they're considered to be zarim. So, of course, if you require a Kohen, then of course you require Big Day Kahuna. So why does the Brit over here separate between Big Day Kahuna and Kohen? The definition of a Kohen is that he's wearing his Big Day Kahuna. So Tosu says that, V'yish lomar, Dilam gzeir shavad ha'ach av'aminan, Mashik pita Torah mechusar begadim, ainu hecha dechtivei begadim. Maybe we would have thought the only time the Torah is makpid on a Kohen wearing begadim is where it specifically mentions the begad. In a case where there is no beged, maybe not. And therefore, maybe the requirement of beged is associated with Kohen when that's mentioned in those psukim. But over here, where there's only a mention of a Kohen and no mention of beged, I would have thought maybe you don't need it. And that's what it's coming to teach us, that B'nei Aaron HaKohanim means a Kohen kasher plus Kli Sharet, that he must be wearing his big day kihuna. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin lekabbalah shlotis a ella bi kohen kasher ubikli sharet. Where do I know the fact that the kabbalat adam must be done by a kohen kasher and with a kli sharet? Now the Tana Kama learned it out from Bnei Aaron HaKohanim. This explanation Rabbi Akiva does not accept it. He doesn't think that the word Bnei Aaron HaKohanim tells you that information. So he says Nemar Kan Bnei Aaron. It says over here Bnei Aaron or Nemar Lahalan. And it says further on, Elu Shemot Bnei Yisrael HaKohanim HaMishuchim Malahalan Kosher Kohen Kasher in Bamidbar. When it's enumerating them, it's talking about the Kohanim Kasherim. Ubikli Sharet and Big Dekuna Afkan B'Kohen Kasher Ubikli Sharet. Also over here, you require a Kohen Kasher and the Big Dekuna. So that's Rabbi Akiva says he needs a Limud. Rabbi Akiva was not comfortable with the Limud that was coming from the Tana Kama, who just said that if it says Bnei Aaron HaKohanim, that was sufficient to teach me that it has to be a Kohen Kasher and B'Kli Sharet, meaning B'Big Day Kuhuna. That wasn't enough for Rabbi Akiva. Now, what's important to point out here, Rashi makes this point, which is that when it says V'Hi Krivo, why does the Gemara have a Mesorah? Why do we know that there is Kabbalat Adam? So Rashi points out, Kushu Omer, Azu Kabbalat Adam, Ke Ashkachan, we found that there is a concept of Kabbalat Adam when it comes to makrivim, bringing karbanot, because by Har Sinai, it says the olot of Har Sinai, when we bring them at the foothill, the foot of Har Sinai in Mishpatim, Perach Avdalad in Shmot, it says there, Vayikach Moshe Chatzi Adam Vayasem Ba'agonot, that he puts them into receptacles. He takes the dam, he puts it into receptacles. So we see there is a concept of Kabbalat Adam. Ve'afagav der hakrova lashon halachahi. So even though the word akrava really means to get closer, to bring proximate, so that would either be holachat adam, or that would mean zrikat adam, which is to bring it closer to the mizbeach. Nevertheless, hacha came into zimnim de holacha lete klal. Sometimes there's no need to bring the blood close to the mizbeach, like when you shecht it adjacent to the mizbeach. Kamar shochet zay mizbeach lokatav lakra. Therefore, the pasuk does not write holacha whatsoever. It was written about Kabbalah. So even though the natural way to learn the word over here would be to use it for Olachat Adam, that would be the simplest way. We know it's one of the four Avodot, so the simplest way to explain Akravah over here would to say that it is Olachat Adam. Why don't we do that? So Rashi says, number one, holachat adam is not necessarily necessary. There's not always holachat adam because sometimes you shecht it adjacent to the mizbech and you won't need holacha. Number two is we know from the karbanot by Har Sinai and Perach Avdalin and Shmot that there was a kabbalat adam. Where are we going to know that from? So that's what we learn out of the word vihikrivo. The krivo is referring to the kabbalat adam because it makes more sense to use it for kabbalat adam than for holachat adam. Where do we know Halachat Adam from? The fact that Kabbalat Adam was expressed using a verb that really means holacha, the ikrivo. Therefore, it is captured by the Kabbalat Adam that there's also holachat Adam included in it. If there's a need for holachat Adam, that avodah can be there. Zamar Rabbi Tarfon, kaveach et banai, I'll cut off my children, meaning that he's saying something extreme. Im lo shamati, I definitely heard of chin hefresh ben kabbalah lezrika. There's a difference between the avodah of kabbalah, kabbalat Adam, the zrikat Adam, vein lefresh, and I don't remember what that differential is. Zamar Rabbi Akiva, ani hefresh. I'll explain it. Kabbalah lo asa ba machshava ki maaseh. When it comes to Kabbalat Adam, your machshava does not have a din like maaseh, it doesn't impact. Zrika asa ba machshava ki maaseh. But in Zrikat Adam, your machshava has impact. So, for instance, kiblo b'chutz, person does Kabbalat Adam b'chutz, eino chayav karet. It's not chayav karet. Zarko b'chutz. On the other hand, if he does Zrikat Adam b'chutz, anush karet. Then he gets karet. Kabluah plisulim. If Kabbalat Adam was done by Zarim, ain't chayvin elav, you're not chayav mitah for Zar that does a voda in the Midash. Zarku, who, on the other hand, if a Zar is Zarek the Dam, Psulim, chayavin elav. If those are the Zarim, then they are chayav. So you have three dinim that Rabbi Akiva distinguishes between Kabbalat Adam and Zrikat Adam. Number one is that Machshava does not impact Kabbalat Adam. Number two is that you're not chayav for, we call it Shchutei Chutz, but for Kabbalat Chutz. You're not chayav karet. And number three is that a zar who does avodat kabbalat adam is not chayav mita. Those are the three dinim that are associated with kabbalat adam, and the opposite would be true by zrikat adam. Zrikat chutz, you would be chayav karet. Zrikat adam that is done by psulim, by zarim, is also problematic. And also machshova impacts zrikat adam. So amar lo Rabbi Tarfon, avodah. I cannot believe it. Im hitita yaminu small. Wow, it's unbelievable. You didn't go right or left. I mean that you were down the straight line. Ani shamati. I heard it. I learned it because I heard it. Vainly the foration, I can't explain it. Atadoresh, you never heard it. And then you come up with these drushas. Umaskim l'shmoa, and you get it exactly right. You get the Masorah exactly right. This is, by the way, the power of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was a tremendous darshan. And we know the story, the famous story with Moshe Rabbeinu goes, and they're asking Rabbi Akiva questions, and he's doresh about the tagim on top of the letters, and Moshe Rabbeinu does not know what Rabbi Akiva is saying, and he says, Alocha l'Moshe m'Sinai, and Moshe is calmed. But we know that picture of Rabbi Akiva as being the ultimate doresh, which is incredible, that Rabbi Akiva, through logic and through drasha, was able to reach the same Misorah that Rabbi Tarfon had. Rabbi Tarfon had heard it through the Misorah, and Rabbi Akiva, through his drashot, was able to do that. That's what made Rabbi Akiva so great, the ability to be doresh, and have his drashot be maskim to the Misorah itself. So he says, so this is Rabbi Tarfon says to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva, kolaparesh mecha, kolaparesh mechayav. Anybody leaves you, is like leaving his life behind. And that you are the source of Torah, and you got to stay near Rabbi Akiva. So now, based on this bright, that we brought this large bright over here to say what? The original question of this Gemara says, v'kabbalah mi pasla. Is Kabbalat Adam, can you have a machshava lo lishma in Kabbalat Adam? What do we just see here at the end of the Braita? The way Rabbi Akiva explained the Braita, according to Rabbi Tarfon, the difference between Kabbalat Adam and Zrikat Adam is that machshava is posel by Zrikat Adam, and it's not posel by Kabbalat Adam. So that's what the Gemara's question was, v'kabbalah mi pasla. So now Rava comes to explain, and it helps us out here, to solve the problem. Amar Rava lo kasha. Kam b'machshavet pigul, kam b'machshavet shlo lishma. We're talking about two different types of machshavot. There's a machshava of pigul, and there's a machshava of shlo lishma. We saw this a little back on Yud Aleph by Shabbos's daf, which is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about whether machshavina me'avodah le'avodah, that you can have a machshava from one avodah to another. Do we compare it to pigul, or do we not compare it to pigul? Is there such a connection between the machshava of lo lishma and machshava of machshavet pigul? So that's what Rabbi says here. Let's differentiate. By machshavet pigul, the machshava to make a korban pigul, that doesn't work in Kabbalat Adam. On the other hand, the machshava shlo lishma does work when it comes to Kabbalat Adam. Now, why is that? What's the difference? Why should there be a difference over here? Because by pigul, there's a requirement. We're going to do this in the second parak. The second parak deals with pigul in more detail. But there are basic requirements for make something pigul. It has to be done what's called an avodat tama. It has to be in an avodah that is complete. That ain avodah achareha. There is no other avodah after that avodah. And that in and itself is a complete avodah, not something that is a lead-in to another avodah. That's number one. And number two is it has to be, which here it's not as relevant right now, but it will be later on, is that the machshava has to relate to something that is achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. That what you're thinking about when it comes to pigo, which is chutz lizmano, that you're either going to the ben adam, a person is going to eat this korban outside of the proper zman, or the mizbeach is going to end up with something on it that is dam or the chalavim that are going to end up on the mizbeach, that they're going to be done chutz lizmano, outside of the proper time period. So the machshava has to be inside of an avodah that is an avodah tama, an avodah shein acharei avodah. That's not true of Kabbalat Adam. Kabbalat Adam is not the end of avodah. Kabbalat Adam is a preparation to get to Zrikat Adam. And therefore there's no machshavet pigul by Kabbalat Adam. On the other hand, when it comes to Lo Lishma, we've learned already the psukim that applies to all four of the avodot. That each one of the four avodot has a problem if you do it to Lo Lishma. It doesn't have that, or as stringent a requirement as pigul in order to ruin the korban. That's what Rava says. Our mission over here is speaking about Lo Lishma, and we're talking about Kabbalat Adam. That's talking about Machshevet Lo Lishma. The Braita that we just brought between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon, where it says that Zrikat Adam has Machshava and Kabbalat Adam does not, that's talking about Pigul, Machshevet Pigul. And he says, Dekonami, we can be medayik like this out of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says, Zevach Nifsal, the Loktani Mitpagel. That over here in our Mishnah, it says, what are the four avodot which make the Zevach Pasul? Shazevach Nifsal, Barba Advarim. So it's not a Pigul, but rather Psul. And that's a different term. Sul comes from Lo Lishma. Pigul comes from Machshevet Pigul, and that's not what our Mishnah is addressing. Right now, the Gemara continues. Machshevet Pigul lo pasla b'kabbalah. So now the underlying assumption based on Rava is that Machshevet Pigul does not affect Kabbalah, Machshevet Lo Lishma does. So Mara challenges that assumption, that Machshevet Pigul doesn't affect Kabbalat Adam, v'atanya. I would have thought that the Machshevet Pigul only can affect during the Avodah of Zrikat Adam. Minai in the Rabot Shechita. How do I know to include Shechita and Kabbalah? Talmud Lomar. V'imachol yachel mibar zevach shlama v'yom ha-shlishi lo yiratze. B'dvarim ha-mivim lidei achila. Anything that brings to the achila, anything that's in the process that leads to achila, katuv medaber. So well, what else brings to achila? You have these four. You need shechita, you need kabbalat adam, you need zrika. All of these are requirements to get to achilat of the korban, or the achilat mizbeach of the korban. So if that's the case, they're all included under the problem of pigul. So yochshanim rabbe af shvichut shirayim v'akterat emurim. What about items that we call sheyerei hamitzvah, that are not things that are ma'akev in the korban, but they are part of the process in the chatchila? If you were to do a korban correctly, we'd have to do shvichat shirayim. The leftover blood from the zrikat adam is poured on the yisod mizbeach. And number two is akteret emurim, the fats, the insides of the korban that must be placed on the mizbeach. And neither of these are ma'akev. If you don't do them, the korban still kasher and miratzeh. Nevertheless, you should do them, and they're proper things to do. And in order to eat the korban, you really need to do these two things. They're the proper things. So they should also create pigul during those things. Tamalomar b'yom ha-shlishi lo yiratze ha-makriv oto lo yichashev. So it says over here, zrika b'chlal haita. Zrika was included in the other pasuk, which is all other things that make a pigul. Now, over here it says b'yom ha-shlishi lo yiratze. So though Yiratzeh, Ritzui is referring to Zrikat Adam, because Ritzui, the Kaparan, the Ritzui are done through Zrikat Adam. So why was Zrika singled out? The Lama Yotzta, so why is Zrikat Adam different? La Kishala, to make a hekesh between Zrikat Adam, Lama Lecha, Ma Zrika Miyuchedet Shehi Avodah Umeakevet Kapara, that's a type of Avodah, and without it, the Kapara will not be gained. Av Kol Avodah Umeakevet, O Kol Avodah Shehi Meakevet Kapara. Also, only things that are Avodot, that are Meakevet Kapara, will be able to make the animal into pigul. Obviously, we know that shfichat shirayim and akterat emurim are not ma'akev the kapara. If they're not ma'akev the kapara, they cannot affect the pigul. What can affect the pigul? What are the avodot that are ma'akev? Shchita, kabbalah, zrika. Wait, if that's the case, what did you just prove? You just proved that kabbalat adam does have machshevet pigul. But now Yatzu Shvichat Shiraim Naktarat Timurim Shem Makavim Et HaKapara. And excluded from that are the Shvichat Shiraim Naktarat Timurim that are not Makav the Kapara. So now we just said, Rabba came up with a solution for us before about Kabbalat Adam. Kabbalat Adam does have Makhshevet Lo Lishma, but does not have Makhshevet Pigul. Gemara just brought down and says, what are you talking about? We have a Braita that explicitly says that Kabbalat Adam does have Makhshevet Pigul. If that's the case, then how are we explaining this Gemara? Elalo Kasho. No, there's no problem. It makes a difference about how you do this. Ha damar. This is a person who says, Harini shochet, al manat lekabel dama lemachar. Ha damar, Harini mekabel dama, on the manat lishpok shirayim lemachar. We have to differentiate over here between how he phrases this statement. Ha damar, if he says, Harini shochet, al manat lekabel dama lemachar, that's not pigul. Because remember, before we said the requirements of pigul are, number one, it has to be done, the machshava has to be done during an avodah tama, number one. And number two is, it has to be about achilat mizbeach or achilat adam. The machshava has to be about something that is being consumed by an individual or by the mizbeach. Over here, we have a machshava about kabbalat adam. Kabbalat adam has nothing to do with achilat mizbeach or achilat adam. Therefore, if he has a machshava during shechita about kabbalat adam, that has no impact. That is not pigul. On the other hand, when he says, Harini mikabel dama, here during the avodah of Kabbalat Adam, he thinks about lishpok shirayim lemachar, well, lishpichat shirayim is achilat mizbeach. That is dam that is going on the mizbeach. And therefore, during Kabbalat Adam, if he has a machshava about the shfichat shirayim, that will impact in terms of pigul. And that will be the difference between the two braitot. The braita that we just said here that says by Kabbalat Adam there is machshevet pigul, that's talking about when you have, during Kabbalat Adam, you have a machshava about something that is achilat mizbeach or achilat adam. On the other hand, the braita before, we were speaking about Rabbi Tarfo and Rabbi Akiva, who said there is no machshevet pigul when it comes to Kabbalat Adam, that's when you think in another avoda about Kabbalat Adam. Because Kabbalat Adam is not one of those items that's Achilat Mizbeach or Achilat Adam. And therefore, you can't make pigul with a machshova about Kabbalat Adam. It is directly Achilat Mizbeach. You pour the shirayim onto the yisod. When you take the shirayim, you pour them onto the yisod of Mizbeach. That is an Achilat Mizbeach. Your question is a good question, which is, the Gemara just said that Shvichat Shirayim was not included just now. And then, now the Gemara is saying that Shvichat Shiraim could be Pigul. So that's the next question of the Gemara. So now, the Gemara asks the question, Amalei Aomir, Rabban and the Rava. Uf, Shvichat Shiraim, Vaktar Timurim, Lo Paslo, Bo Machshava? Wait a minute, when it comes to Shvichat Shiraim, and Vaktar Timurim, if you have Machshava while you're doing those items, it's not Pusel, Bo Machshava, that's not. Right? It's not really a price, that's Vatanya. Dochol Dei Machshava Mo'elet, Ele Bachilat Basar. I would think that maybe the machshava won't have impact when it comes to achilat basar. Minayin the rabot shvichot shirayim vaktarat imurim, the machshava will also impact. Tamalomar v'imachol yeachel b'shtei achilot akatub medaber achat achilat adam v'achat achilat mizbeach. So that if one of them is called an achilat adam, one is called achilat mizbeach, which sounds like that basar is achilat adam and achilat mizbeach is shvichot shirayim and the vaktarat imurim. Lokasha. So now, we just had a braita that says that Shvichat Shiraim doesn't matter. Now we have a braita that says Shvichat Shiraim do matter. What's the difference? It's going to be the same difference that we just made, the distinction that we made in Kabbalat Adam. That is, Lokasha. Hadam Arini Zorek Amanat Lishvok Shiraim Lemachar. If a person says, I'm doing the Shvichat Adam with the intention of doing the, putting the Shiraim over the Machar, then it's problematic. Because number one, he's doing it in an Avoda. And number two, he's thinking about something that's Achilat Mizbeach. On the other hand, Adamar in the Shvichat Shiraim I'm not Akdirim Mirim Lemachar. If he has a machshava during the Shvichat Shiraim, that has no impact because Shvichat Shiraim is not an avoda. The machshava, the thought of pigul, has to be done during something that's an avoda. Now it can be about; it has to be about something that's achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. Now the thing that it's about on achilat mizbeach can be even something that's not ma'akev the kapara. As long as you're speaking about something that is achilat mizbeach, that's enough to make it problematic, and that's what we have over here. During Shvichat Adam, he has a machshava that says, Shvichat Shirayim, I'm going to do outside of this man. Pigul is done during Shvichat Adam, that's an avoda. Number two, you're thinking about something that's in the Chilat Mizbeach. There you go, you qualify to make it into pigul. Now then, if you have the machshava during the Shvichat Shirayim, it has no impact, because Shvichat Shirayim is not an avoda. So the previous braita that said to us it doesn't work by Shvichat Shirayim, that's talking about when you have the machshava during the avoda of Shvichat Shirayim, there it has no impact. Our braita that we just quoted here that says that you can impact by Shvichat Shirayim, that's talking about when you're in an avoda, one of the four avodot, you think about shvichot shiraim. If you think about shvichot shiraim, which is a chilat mizbeach, then you can make it into pigul. So the klal of the milsa, as Rashi says, that the basic principle here is beina machshava b'shat avodah. You have to have machshava during the avodah al dovar achilat adam o mizbeach, and something that involves achilat adam o mizbeach. All right. Next, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda Breider of Chia, Shemati shetvilat etzva mifagelet bechatat pnimit. So that when it comes to a chatat pnimit, the chatot pnimiyot, which are we learned about them in Horayot, we have the Paralam Davar Shel Tzibur, we have the Sirim of Yom Kippurim, and we have the part of Yom Kippurim. These are animals whose dam is brought into the Heichal or even into the Kodesh HaKodashim, and then there's a sprinkling of the blood in those areas. The sprinkling of the blood that is done in those areas is done by first the Kohen, the Tabal Etzba'o, Kohen Etzba'o, the Kohen puts his finger into the dam, and then he does the Zrika or the sprinkling of the dam in those locations. So part of the Avodah, in order to do this sprinkling that is done in the Kodesh, or in the Kodesh HaKodashim with the blood, the Kohen must dip his finger into the blood. So now, Rabbi Yehuda Breider Rabbi Chiya says, I heard that Tvilat Etzba is enough of an Avodah that it's Memfagelet V'chatat Pnimit. If during the process, the Kohen who's doing this, dips his finger into the blood, and then has a Machsheva of Chutz L'Zmano, he can make it into Pigol. So his statement, or the statement of Yehuda Breider Chiya, is basically that the dipping of the finger of the Kohen into the dam is an avoda. And since it's an avoda, therefore you can be mafagel in that avoda. So Shama Ilfa heard this. Amra Kamedrav, it's not clear. And Papa, it probably should be Bar Pada instead of the Rav Pada. So Amra Klom Lamanu Pigul Elamishlamim. Wait, where's the source for Pigul? The source for Pigul is by the Psukim, by the Shlamim. Mashlamim in tvilat be'etzva mefagelet behen. Shlamim, there is no tvilat etzva. You never put your finger into the blood when it comes to shlamim. The shlamim, the dam that's put in the mizbeach is done through zrikat dam from a utensil, from a kli sharet. Take a kli sharet and you do shtayim shein arba on the edges of the mizbeach. So afchatat in tvilat etzva mefagelet behen. If you're going to learn out pigul from shlamim, and chatat is going to be learned from the shlamim, then just like by shlamim, there's no pigo by the etzba, so too, by the chatat pnimiyot, there'll be no pigo by the tefillat etzba. So when it says, v'chia kol mishlamim, lamadnu, right, so the girsa here is changed to lamadnu, and throughout the whole rest of the daf here, lamadnu, ima shlamim shlo lishman in motzi bidei figo, af chatat shlo lishman in motzi bidei figo. Wait a minute. We know that when someone makes a korbanim to be pigul, the only time it becomes pigul is, and we'll see this again in the next parak, is if it's makriv matirav keil chato. That the rest of the korban is done perfectly right. The whole korban must be done correctly. And just the only problem with this korban is that you had a makshev pigul. If you have another psul in the korban outside of this pigul, the korban's not pigul. Because then it's matirav, we're not mukrav properly, kira'ui. So for instance, let's talk about a shlamim versus a chatat. If someone has a machshava shelo lishma by a shlamim, does that make the karban problematic? No, that's our first mishnah. Shlamim shelo lishma is kasher ve'in ola lebalim. On the other hand, a chatat. If you have a chatat and you do lo lishma, what's the din of a chatat shelo lishma? Psula. It's no good whatsoever. So now let's think of this in the context of pigul. In the context of pigul, if a person says at the time that they shech the animal, then I'm going to be makriv the dam chutz lizmano. And then he goes ahead and he also, next of all, he has a machshava shelo lishma. Is the korban considered pigul? The answer is yes. There is no other psul in this korban besides pigul. Because the lo lishma b'shlamim does not make the korban pasul. On the other hand, when it comes to a chatat, person brings a chatat, and during the shechita has a machshava to do the zrika of the dam chutz lizmano, now you have pigul. Now in the next avoda, he goes ahead and he does a lo lishma. Well, is that korban pigul anymore? No, because lo lishma by chatat makes it psula. Well, if you have another psul in the korban, then the pigul doesn't affect. Korban cannot be pigul. Can only be pigul if you do everything else right besides the machshev is pigul. Right, or he makes the korban. One of the requirements of pigul is that the korban be right perfectly except for the machshev and pigul. Everything has to be right except for the machshev and pigul. If you have any other problem in the korban, it's not pigul anymore. So over here, by shlamim, that's not true, because lo lishma doesn't impact. By chatat, lo lishma does impact, and it'll make the korban psula. And yes, that's the case. If you have a machshev pigul by chatat, and then you do a lo lishma, it's not pigul, because you have another psul in the korban. So what are you going to say now? By shlamim, lo lishma doesn't work.
By chatat lo lishma does work to make it psula, so it won't matter by pigul. That's not true. So you, Ilfa, you're trying to say that everything is learned out of shlamim perfectly? That's not the case. So matter ima shlamim shlo lishma in motzi mitei pigul av chatat shlo lishma in motzi mitei pigul. You're going to say that? It comes from the ribuy of the kra, which is, what's the ribuy of the kra? The ribuy, the inclusion of the pasuk says that not only does pigul apply to shlamim, but it applies to all zvachim, it applies to all karbanot. Now when it applies to all karbanot, each karban according to its din. Each karban according to the dinim that are relevant to it. So by chatat, it's relevant to a chatat that lo lishma is psula. So that went back. So the same thing here by chatot pnimiyot as well. Chatot pnimiyot, everything according to the korban. Just like in chatat pnimiyot, tefila de'etzpa, putting the finger in the dam is relevant. It's not relevant by shlamim, but it is relevant by chatot pnimiyot. So don't prove to me from the fact that shlamim doesn't have a tefila de'etzpa that it has any impact on the chatot pnimiyot. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Beliyazu shamati. On this aliyah, I guess this is, you know, in his trips to Eretz Yisrael, on this trip into Eretz Yisrael, I heard, shetvilat etza mifagelet. Again, the same idea, that tvilat etzba can be mifagel. Tal yibar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon Lakish said, whoa, how could that be? Klum lamadnu pigul ela mishlamim. Pigul is learned out of shlamim. Ma shlamim ain't tvilat etzba mifagelet, ba. Avchatat ain't tvilat etzba mifagelet, ba. So here, he brings the same logic that Ilfa brought, which is that if you learn it out of Shlamim, Tefillat Etzba is not relevant by Shlamim, so then why should it impact on the Chatot HaPnimiyot? Where it says, V'chia kol mishlamim lamadnu? Do we really learn everything out of Shlamim? Ima Shlamim shlo lishman in motzi mitei pigul, avchatat shlo lishman in motzi mitei pigul. So the Gemara is the answer to Ilfa, meaning that Ilfa raised this issue with Bar Pado, and so Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish also raised the issue, and the same answer is given to him, that it's not a perfect correlation. Just because we learn out pigul from shlamim doesn't mean we learn out all the dinim from shlamim. All we learn out is that there is a concept called pigul from shlamim, the dinim of pigul we learn out from there. But then when we apply it to each korban, what's relevant to each korban affects the pigul. That's both the tzad psul and the tzad kashrut. So therefore, your question is not a real question. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina. Eino kol in. Akol mishlamim lamadnu. No, eino chanami. We do learn everything out of shlamim. Ho, v'chutz limkomo posel b'shlamim. Wait, there is a psul by shlamim. There is something that can be posel b'shlamim and ruin the pigul, and that's chutz limkomo. And that is that there are two types of machshavot that a person can have during the doing of the karban that will affect the karban. One is called chutz lizmano, and one is called chutz limkomo. Both of them are problematic and make the karban psul, pasul. If they do chutz lizmano, not only is it pasul, but there's a chiyuv karet associated with it. Chutz limkomo makes the korban pasul, but there's no chiyuv karet associated. What's a machshava chutz lizmano? That's a person who has a machshava to do the zrikat adam outside the time that is allotted for this korban, or to eat the meat of this korban outside the allocated time. Chutz limkomo means that I intend to do the zrikat adam outside the mikdash. I intend to eat the basar outside of the location, the boundaries in which the basar can be eaten. So now, in shlamim, if I bring a shlamim, a person brings a shlamim, and they have a machshava of chutz lizmano, which makes it into pigul. We said before that the rest of the korban has to be done perfectly. On the next avoda, instead of having a proper machshava, he says, I'm going to do this, the zrika I'm going to do, he has a machshava to do it outside the chutz limkomo. So now he has two problematic machshavot. He has a machshava of chutz lizmano, and a machshava of chutz limkomo. There, that korban is pasul, but it's not pigul. It's not pigul because you had a machshava that ruined the korban outside of pigul. So that's true in shlamim. Ho, b'chutz mekamo pasul b'shlamim, v'shlo lishmo pasul b'chatat. So lo chutz mekamo ruins a shlamim. Lo lishmo ruins a chatat. Ma chutz mekamo pasul b'shlamim motzi mitei pigul. Just like the chutz mekamo by shlamim, right, ruins the korban, makes it pasul, but also eliminates the pigul. Ashlo lishmo pasul b'chatat. So too, the lo lishmo b'chatat, not only does it ruin the korban, but it also is motzi oto mitei pigul. Motzi oto mitei pigul. It takes it out of being pigul. Right next to it, you have the breakup. I mean that you can ruin this logic right there. Chutz limkomo has application to all karbanot. That's why by shlamim it has impact. How do you know that you can compare that, or how do you know you can compare lo lishmo to chutz limkomo? Lo lishmo only applies to a chatat and a pesach bizmano. Does not apply to shar karbanot. So I don't see your logic to extend from chutz limkomo by shlamim to lo lishmo by chatat or pesach. Ela mayit b'chol ha-meimar. What do you have to say? Davar ha-posel behen motzian midei pigo.
Something that makes them pasul takes away the problem of pigo.
Davar me'akev behen mevian lidei pigo.
And something that is me'akev in it, that's the where you can make it pigo.
So achanami, so it's over here by the chatat.
Davar ha-posel ba motzian midei pigo.
That will ruin the pigul or remove the pigul from it.
Davar ma'akev ba.
Something in avoda that is ma'akev in it, mevi'ali de pigul, can bring it to pigul.
So that's two things. Number one is that by the machshava chutz lo lishmo, it will impact the chatat, because there it's posel.
Number two is that tefilat etzba, by the chatot apnimiyot, which is something that is ma'akev bahen, you're required tefilat etzba.
So over there, you can make a pigul in the machshava of tefilat etzba.
What we learn from Shlamim is these generic principles.
The generic principles are something that's posel removes pigul.
Something that's me'akev, that's where you can have a makshevet pigul.
If you take these broad principles and then apply them to chatat, we'll get the answers you want to know.
That means chatat shlo lishmo is not pigul.
And number two is chatat pnimiyot, you could have a makshevet pigul by the tefilat etzba.
Tosfos points out by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, who questions the logic of connecting between chatat and shlamim, but then he in the end does the same thing.
So Tosfos says that Rabbi Yirmiyahu's limud is actually slightly different.
Rabbi Yirmiyahu's limud is a limud out of logic and not out of hekesh.
The one that was number four was the hekesh between shlamim and chatat,
and that ran into a problem by chutz l'mkomo versus lo lishmo.
But when Rabbi Yirmiyahu uses a broader logic, not a hekesh, and therefore that broader logic can stand up because the logic makes sense, and since it makes sense, then he can apply it even to lo lishmo.
So Amarav Mori Af Anan Nami Tanina.
We have a brayta that supports this idea.
Zeklal. This is the principle.
Kol hakometz v'notein b'kli.
So these machshevet pigul can apply to all these avodot.
Kmitza,
the placing netinah b'kli, the molich, taking it to the mizbech, v'amaktir.
So Mar says, Bishlama, we did this yesterday, explaining how the four avodot of the menachot match up with the four avodot of the zevach.
So Bishlama kometz, the kometz of kmitzat of the mincha is the equivalent of doing shchita.
Molich,
taking the kmitzat and mizbech is the equivalent of holachat adam.
Maktir, placing the kometz on the mizbech is the equivalent of zrikat adam.
Elonotim b'kli, ma'ininu.
The placing in the kli, in the mincha, what is that compared to in the bringing of a zebach?
Ilei med adami lekabalam, the obvious thing is like kabalat adam.
Where it says midomi.
Kabbalat Adam and the Netina, the placing of the Kemitza and the Kli Sharet are different. Why?
Hotam Emelo.
By the case of Kabbalat Adam, you stick the Kli Sharet there, and the blood drops right into the Kli. You do nothing. You just stick the Kli Sharet, and the blood automatically flows into the Kli.
Hocho, in our case by the Mincha, Iu Kashokyo Verami.
The Kohen has to take the Kemitza and physically place it into the Kli Sharet.
So you can't compare Kabbalat Adam to Netina at Bekli.
So Ella came into Losagi.
Well, because the only way to have the mincha work is because there's no way to have the mincha be brought on the mizbech and elintain you put the kmitza into a kli sharet.
So since it's impossible to do without doing this avoda,
al korchei avoda chashuvahi.
Therefore, by definition, it's considered an avoda.
So that's what we just said before. Anything that's me'akev, then that can make pigul.
So over here, the placement of the kmitza into the kli sharet is something that's ma'akev by the korban mincha.
It's ma'akev, that shows you that it's a avodah chashuva.
If it's an avodah chashuva, that's why you can have mechshev pigul, and that proves this point that was just raised, right, by Rabbi Yirmiyahu.
So Gemara says, Hachanami.
So too in our case.
So also over here, by us,
since you can't do it without this avuda, right, that is considered or classified as being the holacha of the dam.
So since it's impossible to do the avodah, to do the tefilat adam without putting your etzva into the blood, so that's equivalent of holachat adam.
So that's what Rashi explains over here.
So the requirement to put the kmitza into a kli sharet is just like by shchita.
By shchita, even though the shchita of the animal, the shechting of the animal makes it kodesh, and is magdish the dam in order to be ready, nevertheless you still have to capture it in a kli sharet.
So to the kmitza, even though the mincha is already in a kli sharet, and it's kodosh, nevertheless you have to remove the kmitza and place it into another kli sharet.
And then, when it comes to tefillat etzba, by tefillat etzba, came into losagi, meaning, hainu halacha. How do you get the dam from inside of the receptacle into the zrikat dam that needs to be done? It has to get on your etzba. So that etzba becomes olachat dam for the hatchatot pnimiyot. The hatchatot pnimiyot, how do you do olachat dam? You dip your finger in, and that's how you get the blood out to get it closer to the mizbech. The idea of holacha is to take the dam from wherever you are and get it to the mizbech. So too over here. What do you have to do? You have to get the dam out of the receptacle to the zrika that you have to do in the Kodesh HaKodesh Hashim. What's the vehicle for that? That's your finger. So also over there, it should be mifagel. The Gemara says no. Look, the olam, the dummy, the Kabbalah. No, it's exactly the same as Kabbalah. Meaning that the placement of the kmitza into the komets, into the kli sharet, is the equivalent of receiving the dam in the receptacle of the kli sharet. You said before they're not comparable because one happens by itself, one you have to actively do. Came into Ide Matan Klihu. They both have a common denominator, which is that it ends up in a cliche rate. Mali Mamela, Mali Kashakabayiv. We're not focused on how it gets in there. The requirement in this avoda is that it be in a cliche rate. How it gets into the cliche rate is not relevant. The only thing that matters is that it is in a cliche rate. So wait, the blood gets a cliche rate because it flows out of the animal. They commit or the komets ends up in the kli sharet because you placed it there, fine. But the requirement is that it end up in a kli sharet. The means by which it gets to that end, we don't really worry about. Well, if that's the case now, then we have a pure, perfect association between mincha and zevach. That means that the kmitzat zevach will be shchita. That means the placement of the komets into the kli sharet is equivalent of kablat adam. The holacha, taking the kmitza to the mizbech, or the dam to the mizbech, is the holacha. And the zrika will be equivalent to the placement of the kmitza, like to write the kmitza on the mizbech. If that's the case, we have no proof to chatot pnimiyot anymore. Then we don't know what the din is by chatot pnimiyot, because we have no proof that just because something is me'akev, that means that it is considered an avoda chashuva, and you can make a makshevet pigul during that avoda. We don't have a proof to that anymore. So if that's the case, we don't know about chatot pnimiyot, we don't know what the halacha will be when it comes to dipping the etzba in. Just points out that by a mincha, there's a requirement of hagasha. A mincha must be brought to touch the keren, the chod mizbeach. That you have to touch the edge or the corner of the mizbeach with the mincha. That's an avoda that is done before kmitza. And Tosu says over there that avoda that's done before kmitza, you can't have a machshevet pigul in it, because just like by a korban, before shchita, there's no machshevet pigul. So just like in a korban, there's no machshevet pigul before the shchita, so to over here, before kmitza, there is no machshevet pigul. So the hagash of the mincha to the mizbeach, even though that's a requirement of the mincha, nevertheless, there's no machshevet pigul there, because that's prior to shchita, in this broad comparison that we make between a mincha and a zevach. The Gemara says, Lema ketanai. Let's say this is a machloket tanaim. The tani chada tefilat etzva mefagelet bechatat. One Breita says that by tefilat etzva it is mefagel by a chatat. But tani idoch, and we have another Breita that says, lo mefagelet. Somebody says, "V'lo mitfagelet? Why not? My love, tanayi. What is a machlokes tanayim about whether an etzpa that is dipped in the chatot pnimiyot, whether you can be mifagel during that machshava?" The Gemara says, "No. Why do you have to say that? Harabbanon, Harabbi Shimon. The difference between them will be whether it's Rabbanon or Rabbi Shimon." And that's what you just said now, Tzvi, that it makes a difference between the Rabbanon who think that holachat adam is an avoda, then so too, tefilat etzpa is classified as an avoda, because that's a holachat adam to get it closer to the Mizbeach. Or not the Mizbeach, there it's in Pnim, to get it into the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodeshim where it needs to be sprinkled. So that, the Rabbanon will say, is mifagelet. Rabbi Shimon, who thinks that holacha is not mifagel, will also think that tefilat etzpa is not mifagelet. Where it says, "E Rabbi Shimon, if you think the author of the mission that says Lo Mifagel is Rabbi Shimon, my area tefilat etzba. What if to talk about tefilat etzba? I mark kol she'enu al mizbeach kitzon b'kishlamim ein bo shum pigul. Forget about holacha. Forget about tefilat etzba. Rabbi Shimon believes that there's only pigul on mizbeach kitzon. Rabbi Shimon believes that there is no such thing as pigul when it comes to the chatot pnimiyot. By chatot pnimiyot, you can't have a machshev pigul because it's not like a shlamim." So now, if that's the case, then what are you talking about tefilat etzba? Why is he arguing on tefilat etzba? You should be arguing about everything about the chatot pnimiyot. Elohav v'har rabbanon. Now both brayot are authored by the rabbanon, but lo kasher. Kan b'chatot chitzoniot v'kan b'chatot pnimiyot. That's easy. Easy way to explain the two brayot. One brayot is talking about a chatat chitzona. By chatot chitzoniot, it says v'lakacha kohen mitam chatat betzbo. He has to be lokeach the dam. Whereas by the chatot pnimiyot, it says v'taval. He has to dip his finger in. So by the chatot pnimiyot, there's a specific requirement of tefilat etzba b'toch adam. That requirement will make it that you can have machshev bigul there. On the other hand, by the chatot achitzoniot, there's only a requirement of lakach. that he has to get it on his etzba and have it on the mizbeach, but there's no taval. There's no requirement of a taval. Where it says, chatot achitzoniot pshit. What do you mean? Of course, chatot achitzoniot, you don't need etzba. Lo ktiba hu betaval. It's missing the word taval. So the Gemara says, itzrich. No, I need it. Sakadat chamina ho biktiba lakach. That he must take the dam be'etzba and spring on his bech. Vi atikof, if a monkey comes along, and rami lehu ayadeh, and places the blood on his fingers, bai lemishkal zimni achriteh, because I have to take it again, it's not good enough. Keman dichtiv v'taval dami, that's his equivalent of saving taval. Because the pasuk says, v'lakach dami dam, that it says that he must take the dam be'etzba'o, since it says v'lakach, there has to be a specific lekicha that dam ayadeh ha-kohen. The Kohen himself must put the dam on his etzba in order to do the avodah, the chatat, hachitzonia. So if that's the case, it's so strong that we say that if a monkey comes along and puts the blood on his finger, that's not good enough for him to sprinkle on the mizbeach. He must put the blood on his hand himself or onto his etzba by himself. So I would have thought, wait a minute. The pasuk only says v'lakach by chatat chitzona, and I'm making it as if there's written v'taval, that he has to actively get the blood on his finger. So I would think that we'll extend that even further and say that applies even to the fact that it's an avoda, that the tvilat etzba by the chatat chitzona will also be an avoda. That's why it doesn't write v'taval. The mashma hochi, umashma hochi. The reason it doesn't have v'taval on the chatat chitzona is that we can then learn out both halachos. We can learn out one halacha, which is v'lakach. There still has to be intentional taking of the blood by the Kohen, and monkey placing it on his finger is not enough. But we also learn out the fact that the tvilat etzba is not a requirement by the chatat achitzona. It's not a avodah chashuva, an avodah that's ma'akeh, because they lose the lashon of lakach instead of itaval. So therefore I'll learn both things. By chatat achitzona, yes, the Kohen has to actively get on his finger. He must do it himself to get on his finger. He can't have it just placed passively on his finger. But on the other hand, that dipping of the finger in the dam is not something chashuv, and he can't have a machshev pigu in it. On the other hand, when it comes to chatot pnimiyot, where it specifically says v'taval, there are both requirements, both that the Kohen himself gets the blood on his finger, and number two is that tvila is an avodor that has a chashivu to it, that he can have a machshevet pigu in the chatot ha pnimiyot. Okay, we'll stop over here.